Supplemental reading. The Death of Bigfoot? After the death of his father, Michael Wallace told a story that surprised many people who have been trying to solve the Bigfoot mystery. After the death of his father, Michael Wallace told a story that surprised many people who have been trying to solve the Bigfoot mystery. According to Michael, Ray Wallace asked a friend to make a pair of 16-inch, 40-centimeter footprints out of wood. According to Michael, Ray Wallace asked a friend to make a pair of 16-inch, 40-centimeter footprints out of wood. Mr. Wallace would use these footprints to support stories about Bigfoot that he would tell to newspapers. Mr. Wallace would use these footprints to support stories about Bigfoot that he would tell to newspapers. He once told a newspaper reporter, "Bigfooted creatures are people. They speak a language." He once told a newspaper reporter, "Bigfooted creatures are people. They speak a language." He made tape recordings of strange sounds that he said were Bigfoot conversations and sold the tapes to tourists along with Bigfoot photos, posters, and pieces of animal hair that he said came from Bigfoot. He made tape recordings of strange sounds that he said were Bigfoot conversations and sold the tapes to tourists along with Bigfoot photos, posters, and pieces of animal hair that he said came from Bigfoot. Though his family claims that Bigfoot died with Ray Wallace, others are not so sure. Though his family claims that Bigfoot died with Ray Wallace, others are not so sure. Professor Meldrum claims to have copies of over 40 footprints that he says belong to a very large, unknown creature, which he believes is Bigfoot. Professor Meldrum claims to have copies of over 40 footprints that he says belong to a very large, unknown creature, which he believes is Bigfoot.